Harper Audio presents Act of Deceit, a Harlan Donnelly novel by Stephen Gore. Performed by John DeMita. Chapter 1. Harlan Donnelly gazed down at the weathered Hispanic face framed by the white pillowcase, then reached out and gripped the little man's shoulder. Withered skin and fragile bone met his hand, a body thinned first by the creeping starvation of failed chemotherapy, and now by the pneumonia that would kill him. This wasn't the first time that Donnelly had found himself standing at the precipice of death. Not only had he watched others die, but a decade earlier he'd looked up from a San Francisco sidewalk at paramedics fighting his descent into the void that would soon claim Mauricio Aguilera. Despite the name on the signs he'd followed through the Northern California hospital, in Donnelly's mind it wasn't really a hospice, a way station. For the man lying in the bed was neither a stranger in Mount Shasta nor passing through on a pilgrimage. In truth, it was a dying room, a place of endings, not of passages, and of final conversations for those with the courage to have them. Donnelly had seen enough of death to know that for most visitors, the rooms along the hallway were nothing more than temples of silent pretense, their fluorescent lights falling on pairs of cowboy boots shifting on linoleum, on wordless men in church shirts and pressed Levi's, on fidgeting hands of scrub children, and on women fretting over untucked sheets and unfluffed pillows. But only one set of boots occupied the sand-colored floor.